Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Rub the big breath. The doggy step. On two time. On three time. On four time. March it up four times. On two time. On three time. March it up. Doggy jumped it up.
I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65 Place and go to the middle of the block. And you go to the seventh house. And then you listen and you hear a dog making a lot of noise. He's barking and growling and making a lot of sound, 'cause he's a guard dog, and he won't be letting you know that he don't want you to come messing around. He's in charge of his house. He takes care of people that live in the house. He's a guard dog, and he don't mean no harm. But if you see him on the street, you better beware. You cross the street and run down the block and get somewhere, 'cause he's a guard dog. And if you see him out, he's a brown, a black and white, and gray husky, Alaskan Malamute with a shiny white tail, and the tail curls and rolls up his back. And when you see him, you think he looks real good, and you want to go and pet him, but I wouldn't. I'ma tell you, the dog ain't nice. He's a guard dog, and he lets you know that he don't play. So get ready, get ready to run somewhere, 'cause he's a guard dog, and his name is Chance. He walks the house to the right, and the house to the left, and the three houses across the street. and he smells the bushes, and he pees in the trees. He marked his territory to let you know that he's a guard dog, and he's on patrol. He's a guard dog, and he's doing his thing because he's taking care of the property, and he lets you know that he's a guard dog. I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central LA, you go to 65 Place, and if you go down the block to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beach. He's in the corner house, and if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard, because he's a guard dog, and he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white, and his name is Cola, and he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, because he's B-I-B-I-O-U-S. Yes, he's vicious. Oh, yes. He will bite. He got big teeth, and he growls, and he barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, because he's a guard dog, and he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd because he's a guard dog. And he barks out loud. He's a guard dog. And he's doing his job because he's the controller on the corner. And letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, because he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs, and they deal with the mob. They're a guard dog, and yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, because they're dogs, and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see him out, you better cross the street and run the other way. Because this is guard dogs, and they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood. And they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should, because they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge, and they take care of it, and so they are guard dogs. My neighborhood dogs, guard dogs, are the dogs in my hood, guard dogs. And they're up to no good. They are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. B-I-T-I-O-U-S. Yes, they're vicious. Hell yes, they're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the street. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way, because they're guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood, they're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway, and I popped my hood, and the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and, well, this weekend we have football for the sports report, but I really don't have a lot to say about the games. We already went over who's playing and who I expect to win, so we won't do any more sports for today. We'll pass on that until Monday's radio show, and then we'll go over the winners of the games that were played on Saturday. It's an AFC championship game on Sunday and an NFC championship game on Sunday. So that'll be our sports report. Nothing else to talk about right now. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story to share with you. There were some nuns that got a limousine donated to their convent, and they put the limousine in their garage, and it didn't move for about 6 months. And then one day, the Mother Superior, who was the oldest nun at the convent, she decided she wanted to take the limousine out for a ride. And she asked all the other nuns if they want to go riding with her. And they said, yes, sister, we want to go for a ride. And she said, okay, who has a driver's license that can drive? And all the sisters were like, no, sister, we gave up the ownership of poverty, and we gave up chastity, and we don't own anything. So we don't own any driver's license because we don't own any cars. So she said, okay, well, I'll drive. I have a driver's license. So they loaded up in the limousine, and they went to downtown L.A., where they went to the homeless section of town, where they went to the homeless shelter downtown L.A. on Alvarado Street. And they were talking with the homeless as they were standing out around the homeless mission, and they were spreading the word of God. And then they decided that they wanted to feed the homeless. So they started barbecuing, and they fixed some sandwiches and some lunches for the homeless, and they fed them. And then they gave away some clothes to a lot of the homeless that didn't have clothes. So they clothed all the homeless people with the clothes that they brought with them. And then what else did they do? They were preaching to them, and they were talking to them. And after they did all of that, then they left to come back to the convent, and they got on the freeway, and they were driving home. And they got pulled over by Highway Patrol, and Highway Patrol knocked on the driver's window, and she rolled the window down, and he said, sister, do you know why I stopped you? And she says, no, officer, I don't, because I'm driving the speed limit. See, it says 91 miles an hour. And the officer said, no, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway that you're on. You're on Highway 91. And the sister said, oh, I didn't know. So he went to the back door, and he knocked on the window, and the sisters in the back seat rolled down the window, and they were all seat belted in, and they were all hugging each other, and they were sweating, and they had been crying. And he asked, what was the problem? And the sister said, oh, thank God you stopped us, because sister was driving 215 on the 215. Woo! All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, They called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, who's buying the drinks? And they say, Bill is. And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a
packs of beer and I'm getting drunk. What a waste for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside, and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
The board of health.
And people would see me.
like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
Just exceptional. I kept it purring,
purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass. And we got finished with the mass. And I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories, and welcome to Friday's radio show. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have another joke to tell you. You know, I was teaching school in secondary education. I was teaching sixth graders. And I had to make sure that all the kids could speak English because I had black kids and I had white kids and I had Asian kids and I had Spanish kids and I had Indian kids. But I had to make sure they all could speak English so I could teach them. Otherwise, I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so that they could learn in their own language. So I started off the class with, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. Kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay. Well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Oh, smart ass kid. Boy, I'm telling you. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Let's see. I went to a bar one night, and this man came into the bar, and he asked the bartender if he could get a free drink, if he could show the bartender an interesting trick. And the bartender said, well, I see a lot of, but if you got something that's interesting, I'll give you a free drink. And the man pulled out his suitcase, and he opened it up, and he took a miniature piano out and sat it on the bar. And then he got a hamster and put the hamster in front of the piano, and the hamster started playing the piano. He started playing Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And, oh, man, the bartender was like, wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll give you a free drink for that one. So the man drank the free drink. And then he said, if I show you another trick, can I get another free drink? And the bartender said, well, I've seen a lot of tricks. But, yeah, I'll give you another one if you got another good one like you just showed me. And the man put a frog in front of the bar, in front of the piano. And the frog started singing Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And the bartender was just too through. He said, oh, that is amazing. He said, yeah, I'll give you another drink for that. And while the man was drinking the drink, there was a man sitting at a table that was looking at what was going on at the bar. And he asked the man, he said, hey, will you sell me that frog for $1,000? And the man said, sure, I'll sell you the frog for $1,000. And he said, all right. And he got the $1,000 up and gave the man $1,000 cash. And he took the frog and put it in his pocket, and he walked out the bar. And the bartender was like, man, what are you doing? That was $1 million frog you just gave away. I can't believe you did that. And the man said, oh, it's all right. See, the frog, the hamster is a ventriloquist. The frog can't really sing. So he's all right. But, yeah, so it was pretty good. That was a good little situation that happened at the bar. And there was another man that came into the bar, and he was upset. And the bartender asked him why he was so upset. He said, man, I just caught my wife in bed with my best friend. And he was like, what? Oh, man, that doesn't sound good. He said, let me give you a drink, because I know you need one. So the bartender fixed him a double shot of something on the rocks and gave it to the man, and he drank it, and he sipped it, and he sipped it, and then he turned the last of the glass up, and he told the bartender, he said, I'm just so mad. I can't believe that I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. So the bartender said, well, what did you do with your wife? He said, I walked up to her. I told her to get out of bed, get dressed, pack all her shit, and get out of my house. And I don't want to see her ever again in life. And the bartender said, wow, that's serious, but that's one way to handle your wife. So he said, well, what did you do with your best friend? He said, I walked up to him. I looked at him square in the face, and I put my finger in his face, and I said, bad dog. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for your listening pleasure. I put this story together for my audience so that you guys could hear a story about a situation in my life. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story for us that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm getting ready to tell you the story about a job I got when I first came out of college. It was the opportunity of a lifetime. See, my father was a zoning administrator for the city of Los Angeles, and he had an Asian secretary, which had a daughter that was the director of personnel at a stock brokerage. And that's a company that I wanted to work for, that when I graduated from college, I wanted to be a stock broker because I wanted to deal in big finance and big money opportunities. So my father talked to his secretary, and his secretary talked to her daughter, and her daughter told my dad that if I wanted a job at the brokerage, I would have to come in and apply. So I said, okay, that will be fine. So I went down to downtown Los Angeles to the Broadway Plaza building, and the brokerage company was on the 31st floor of the Broadway Plaza, downtown L.A. And I walked into the personnel office, and I met my daddy's secretary's daughter, and she gave me an application and said that I had to fill it out, and I filled it out to the best of my knowledge, and I turned it in, and then she said I needed to take a typing test. And I'm like, I don't want to be a secretary. I want to be a stockbroker. And she said, well, in order to get admitted to the company, you have to say, wow, I want to be a stockbroker, but I got to pass a typing test. Okay. How many words a minute do I have to type? And she said, you have to type 35 words a minute. So I said, okay, fine. I can type 35 words a minute. So I sat down, and she put the timer on me, and I started typing. And when the time was up, I had typed 40 words a minute. I was real proud of myself because that was like the fastest I've ever typed in my life. But I made 6 errors, 40 words a minute minus 6 errors, which means I typed 34 words a minute. So I didn't pass the typing test. So I left, and they rescheduled me to take the typing test in another week. So I said, okay, I'll go home and I'll practice, and I'll be able to type 35 words a minute when I come back. So I left, and I went home, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I thought I was up to about 40 words a minute. I decided that I would go back and take the typing test again. So I showed back up on the 31st floor of the Broadway Plaza, downtown L.A., to take my typing test. And I went in there, and I typed 39 words a minute. But I only had 3 errors. So that meant I typed 36 words a minute, and that's what got me my job. So now I could go to work. Now, back to my story. Bateman Eichler Hill Richards scheduled me to come in that next Monday, and they would introduce me to the department I would be working in, and it was the back office. So I walked in, and I saw all of the secretaries. They were either Asian or Filipino, and some of the clerks were men. So the vice president of the back office department was a Creole, Arnold Bouchereau, that was 300 pounds. And he wasn't very athletic, but he was a good boss. And then we had the floor manager, which was a Filipino guy. And then we had a lot of females on the floor, and we had a couple other guys. But in the stock brokerage department, we had 85 brokers. And they had one black woman that worked as a stock broker. And that was it. All the rest of them were either white males or white females. But they had one black female broker. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be the second black broker that they have. So I'm in the back office, and I'm learning how the back office works. I'm assigned a desk with the rest of the clerks, and my job was to open the mail. So I got annual reports from all of the companies that we were selling stocks and bonds for, and I received the checks because the brokerage company had bought stocks in all the companies that they were selling stocks and bonds for. The company would issue a check to pay dividends on the stocks that they owned every 3 months. That means there was a quarterly report that issued a dividend for all of the shares of stock that you owned. So our company owning thousands of shares of stocks from thousands of companies, we would get dividends checks every 3 months that the company was in business. And so at my desk, I had all the checks. So every 3 months, the company would issue checks to pay for the dividends for the stocks that the company had bought. So I would get the checks, and I would open up the letter and pull out the check, and then I would put the check in a file with the company's name on it. And the annual report was like a big book. And it had all of the stock information, and it had all of the information for the sales report and the letters from the different stockholders. All of that was in the annual report. So I would put that in a file. And I had all of the annual reports, all of the companies that Bateman Eichler had bought stock in. And these were all companies that the company was selling stocks to the public on. They were all public-run corporations. So we had invested all of these companies, and we were getting checks for the stocks that they had bought. And it may not have been many shares of stocks. They may have only bought 10, or they may have bought 20, or they may have bought 100 shares of stock, depending on what the cost of the stock was, because some of the companies were penny stocks, and so they were selling stocks for 10 cents a share, and they had bought like $100 worth. So they got like 1,000 shares of stock. Or they bought shares for 25 cents a share, and they bought $1,000 worth. So they bought as many shares as you get for $1,000 at 25 cents a share. So it depends on how many shares that the company bought, and they would get a check every 3 months, would be a dividend payment, determined on what the board of directors voted was a payment for the shares of stock. And we would get a percentage for the dividend check that we got sent to the office, and I was the one opening the mail, so I would get the check. I'd be the first one to see the check, and I would put it in a file.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
In the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yo between classes. That's right. I yo-yo at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yo. I can do 3 tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I could walk the dog. And then I could rock the cradle. And then you get around the world. And I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo. So I had a gold yo-yo. I had a green yo-yo. And then I had a butterfly yo-yo. And it was yo-yo. And I did it all the way in college. And I played with my yo-yo between classes. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. And I walked the dog. And I went around the world. And I rocked the cradle. Even when I was going to college, I was really good at that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. I'm the yo-yo master. I was playing with a yo-yo. I'm the yo-yo master. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a joke for you, a story. There were 3 men that were working on a construction site, and they were putting windows in on the 55th floor of a high-rise building. And at lunchtime, they sat on the edge of the building, and they pulled out their lunches. An Italian dude said, "Man, if I got Italian lasagna again for lunch, I'm going to throw myself off the building." And he checked his lunch, and he had a lasagna sandwich again for lunch. And he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then a Spanish dude said, "If I got Mexican burritos and tacos, I'm going to throw myself off the building." And he looked in his lunch, and he had Mexican burritos and tacos. And he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then the third guy was a Polish guy, and he said, "If I have a Polish sausage, I'm going to kill myself." And he looked in his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage. And he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And since all 3 of them worked together and all 3 of them died at the same time, they all had their funerals the same day in the same place. And the wives were crying at the funeral. And the Italian wife was crying, and she said, "Oh, I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. If he wanted something different, all he had to do is tell me, and I could have fixed him something different. He didn't have to kill himself. Oh, I miss my husband so much." And the Spanish wife, she was crying, and she said, "I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. If he wanted something different, he should have told me, and then I could have fixed him something different. Oh, I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. Oh, I miss my husband." And then the Polish lady was standing there, and she was like, "I really miss my husband, because he was a good provider. He came home and brought his check to me every week when he got paid. And he was good with the kids. Oh, I'm going to miss him working with the kids. Oh, I'm just going to miss him. He was a good husband. And the ladies looked at him and said, aren't you upset that he killed himself over his lunch? And she said, no, I didn't have nothing to do with his lunch. He fixed his own lunch. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a man that came home from work, and he sat on the sofa in the living room, and he turned the TV on to watch the news, and he was trying to read the newspaper. And his wife came in there and was complaining about he wasn't helping her do any chores around the house. And she had to mop the floor, and she had to vacuum the living room, and she had to polish, dust the furniture and stuff. And he didn't offer no assistance. And she was just complaining. And then he would sit down and eat dinner, and he would complain about the food that she cooked. And she was like, I'm really tired of this. I'm doing all the work around here, and you're not even helping me. But you want to complain about the food that I'm cooking you to eat? She said, I think we need to have some intervention. We need to talk to a psychiatrist about what's going on in our family, in our marriage. So they made an appointment, and they went and talked to a psychologist. And the doctor heard her fuss and rant about what he wasn't doing and how he was living. And she just complained about everything. He's not helping me at the house. He's not helping me do any work at the house. He's complaining about the food that I'm cooking him. He's not doing anything. He just comes in and sits down and watches TV when I got to do all the work. And she said, and then the man said, well, you know, I can't believe it. She can't cook. She doesn't cook me decent meals and stuff. She's cooking the same thing over and over, and it's not even really cooked well. And I just, you know, I go to work all day, and I come home, and I just want to relax. But she's always talking about she wants me to help her do her duties. And she's a wife, so she's supposed to be at home doing her wifely duties. So why is she complaining? And so, you know, I have aneurysms, and I have anxiety issues from being at work. So the psychologist listened to what they complained about, and then he asked the man if he could go outside and if he could talk to his wife privately for a minute. So the man got up and went in the waiting room and let the psychologist talk to his wife. And the psychologist was telling her, she said, your husband has a tough job, and he has to come home every day from work, and he deserves to be able to come home and just relax and not have any fussing from you, because, you know, he had a hard day at work. Every day he gets up and goes to work, and then he comes home and he has to listen to you fuss. I think your relationship would be better if you just let him live his life and not complain about him doing any help, any of your chores that you're doing in the house, because otherwise he's going to really get sick and he could possibly die, and then you'd be without a husband. And she said, yeah, that's true. You're right. So she went outside and she met her husband, and they rode off, and they were in the car, and the husband asked his wife, he said, so what did the psychologist tell you when while I was sitting in the waiting room and he was talking to you privately? What did he tell you? And she said, He said, you're going to die. Oh, gee, money. So funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ, what's the time check?
4:26.
Okay, well, I guess we don't have time for another song. We got to get right into the shutdown of the show. We hope everybody enjoyed the show this week because we had some real interesting days. And now it's Friday, so it's time to shut it down. I got to get out the air chair because I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? And I got to get ready for the AFC Championship game this Sunday. And the NFC Championship game this Sunday. It's going to be some good football being played this weekend. But before I go, I want to give an acknowledgement to the people that are celebrating their birthday today. Today is January 27th, and we got Aquarius birthdays that we want to celebrate today. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any of my friends or any of my fans or any of the followers of the radio show that are celebrating their birthdays today?
Yeah, we sure
put
do.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. January 27th, 2023. Happy birthday to Lisa Davis. Happy birthday to Darren Hunter. Happy birthday to Yvette Oliver Moore. Happy birthday to Only One B. Happy birthday to Christopher D. McCarty Jr. Happy birthday to Ken Myrick. Happy birthday to Edwin Miles. Happy birthday, Dr. Relish Lucier. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Kenny Martin, 65 years old today. And that's it for the birthdays on today, January 27th, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I think I heard you say Kenny Martin. Is that my buddy from high school and from elementary school that I went to school with him forever? Kenny Martin. I played baseball with Kenny. He was a good guy. He thought he was a tough guy, though, but he wasn't tough. But he was all right. I like him and his dad and his little brother, Craig. They were good people. All right. Well, happy birthday, Kenny. Welcome to the 65 group. That's it. That's us. We're 65 and older, and we want to celebrate our birthday. So congratulations, Kenny. I'm glad you made it that far because you were like a real handful for a while. I was wondering if you were going to live that long. But happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on January 27th, 2023. Yes, sir. And may God's blessings bless you all and give you eternal life and make you receiving recipients of good gracious, of good blessings and gracious living for the eternity of your lifetime. And may you be deserving of the Lord and Savior for him dying for your livelihood, for your everlasting life. And we want to say, I want to wish you happy birthday to everybody with the birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. May you have good days today and better days tomorrow. And may God bless you with the everlasting life. And may you live in the glory of our Lord and Savior forever and ever again. Amen. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Outside, round the outside. old guys go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Outside, round the outside.